1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
You're tuned into your home for the Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Steve Kathan. The story remains the same in the Southwest, record-shattering triple-digit heat. CBS's Naomi Ruckum says dangerous conditions are persisting for millions of people.
Emergency responders carry IV fluids on ice to quickly treat patients overcome by the heat. Maricopa County confirms so far at least 18 people have died from heat-related illnesses there this year.
In western Kentucky, the problem is floodwater.
There's a piece of somebody's house floating away. I love them.
The record rain and flooding prompted rescues in a state of emergency. Mayfield, Kentucky got nearly a foot of rain. That town was hit by a deadly tornado 2 years ago. In North Carolina,
at least 16 people were hurt when an EF3 tornado with 150 mile per hour winds hit in Nash County, North Carolina.
Terrifying, scared. We didn't know what to do. We started panicking. Watched the roof come off the house.
The storm caused heavy damage to a Pfizer pharmaceutical plant that produces nearly 25% of all sterile injectable medications used in U.S. hospitals. Jim Crisula, CBS News.
Well, CBS's Scott McFarlane is in Washington waiting for the next development after the target letter sent by the special counsel to former President Trump.
The grand jury investigating January 6th is still meeting. They could return to this courthouse with a potential indictment of former President Trump looming.
North Korea remains silent about a U.S. soldier that crossed into the country this week. CBS's Cammy McCormick.
Travis King has now been listed officially as AWOL, which automatically happens when a soldier fails to report for duty for 48 hours. He does not have active security clearance. He disappeared from an airport in Seoul, where he was supposed to be on a flight to Fort Bliss, Texas. He then joined a tour of the DMZ and bolted across the Korean border to the north. The White House says it's reached out via multiple channels to North Korean officials.
A strike has been averted on Broadway. A new tentative deal will prevent a walkout by 1,500 stagehands and other behind-the-scenes workers. CBS's Deborah Rodriguez has today's big lottery news.
This is Powerball.
Last night's $1 billion ticket was sold at Las Palmitas Mini Market in downtown Los Angeles. We don't know who the buyer is, but we do know.
The $1.08 billion Powerball jackpot is the third largest Powerball jackpot ever won and the sixth largest U.S. lottery jackpot ever won.
Jacob Harris with the Michigan Lottery, the cash value, $558 million.
Well, checking Wall Street, right now the Dow is up 260 points. The NASDAQ is down 212. This is CBS News.
Find great hires fast with Indeed. Their end-to-end hiring solution makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
My ride smells just right, just right, just right, just right.
Y'all gotta try that for Breeze Car.
Just right, just right, just right, just right. Yeah. La 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 la. Picked up for 40 days of consistent scent. All over Breeze Car clips right on your vent. You know my car's my happy place. Keep that smile on my face. When it smells just right, just right, just right. Yeah. Breathe happy for Breeze. La 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 la.
At Grainger, we're for the ones who pay attention to every little detail. The ones who fuss, tinker, and sweat the small stuff. Because you know the tiniest thing can make the biggest difference when it comes to keeping business moving. We get it. We're the same way, offering access to product experts to help you quickly and easily find what you need. So whatever your industry, you know you're always getting professional-grade products. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
Hi, I'm Mandy Roberts, financial advisor with Thrivent. I'm here to help you assess your finances and find solutions to meet your needs. Let's ensure you have a strategy for success. To get started, call 715-470-1303. That's 715-470-1303.
For WFHR and WIRI, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know in central Wisconsin. The Wood County Unit of the Wisconsin Towns Association will meet on Friday, July 21st at 7 p.m. at St. Joseph's Chapel Hall in Vesper. Governor Tony Evers will be one of the speakers tomorrow at the 104th Annual Department Convention of the American Legion Department of Wisconsin. The event is taking place at the Central Wisconsin Convention and Expo Center in Rothschild through July 23rd. They're holding their annual blood drive from 9 to 2 tomorrow. You can register at wilegion.org. While donating, take a selfie and post it on our website, civicmedia.us/giveblood, to be entered to win Brewers or State Fair tickets, among other prizes. See the full schedule of events for the convention at wilegion.org. Don't miss the Rafters taking on the Battle Jacks at Witter Field tonight. They start the first of a two-game series in Wisconsin Rapids. First pitch at 6:35. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Cloudy skies with a few peaks of sun this afternoon, with daytime highs approaching 76. Winds out of the northwest 10 to 20 miles per hour. Lows around 51. Tonight, mainly clear. Mainly sunny skies and calm again. Tomorrow, slight chance for scattered thunderstorms. Daytime highs approaching 82. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 70.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news talk and sports is on 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
There's too many options down here.
I know I should just make food and bring it, but I've been intentionally not doing that this week so far because there's so many restaurants down here I haven't tried.
I am a creature of habit. I do not like change, and particularly in my personal life. And I kind of get into a routine, and so, of course, this is just a first-world middle-aged man complaining. I get that. But my body's still adjusting to the afternoon. Now we have a beautiful new studio, but I'm trying to get the drive, the timing, the eating. I mean, all that. It's just – and it's also – I mean, it's very hot. It's very hot. I took off my longer shirt earlier. I may have to do it in the middle of the show.
Yeah, we might have to mess with the thermostat again.
We're a little bit.
That's another work in progress.
We may have to celebrate the Madison Naked bike ride just to stay cool once again.
I don't have any blinds on this window, though. So.
Yes, it would not be something that anybody wants to see, that's for sure. Well, welcome into today's Thursday show. A great show on tap, as Matt Flynn likes to say, as always. By the way, if you listen to our show, we're extraordinarily appreciative. But we would also appreciate if you stick around on the 3 o'clock hour and listen to our colleague Matt Flynn on Matt Flynn Direct. Now, here's the deal on Matt Flynn. He's a great guy, number one, has a great sense of humor, and he has experience like little no one else. He is an attorney, practiced an attorney for years. Been in the courtroom, had a lot of interesting clients, and a former chairman of the Democratic Party. You always learn something. It's great calls. He has great lines. Going to make you laugh. Going to make you think. Matt Flynn Direct from 3 until 4 every afternoon.
Yeah, and some people who've had those positions will use that experience to talk around what they're trying to get at, but not Matt Flynn. No, it's called Matt Flynn Direct for a reason.
He's very direct. And some of the things he says, he knows they're a little over the top. People take him a little too seriously, I think. And he knows they're over the top, and he gets a chuckle out of it. And I do, too. Every time he chuckles, I chuckle along. So check that out. Also, at the top of the show, I want to address something. I had a great text yesterday that we didn't get to. By the way, if you want to text us, feel free, or call in 844-967-2789. Again, 844-967-2789. because I'm a communication journalism major in college at UW Platteville. I'm proud of having gone through the communication program at Platteville. I'm a little hurt right now, a little salty on Platteville after they participated in the closing of UW Richland. But we'll put that aside right now for today. So I always appreciate good journalism, good writing. And yesterday we had a texter text in and said this. Said, okay, TA, I can listen. I can listen to Aaron and me, quote unquote. If you are saying it, then just take Aaron out and then you would say you can listen to me. Sorry, it's a pet peeve. I scored in the top 2% of English on the SAT. Don't ask me about my math score. Now, this is a great text because grammatically, if I'm going to be grammatically correct, I would say you can listen to Mr. Zommers, you can listen to Aaron and me every afternoon. I guess I know that.
I thought you said you listened to Aaron and I. I thought you would say...
No, it's grammatically incorrect to say you can listen to Aaron and I.
Oh, I thought it was the other way around.
No, because the texter, the caller, is absolutely right. You take out Aaron, and what would I normally say? You can listen to I every afternoon. No, you can listen to me every afternoon.
So that is true.
It's grammatically correct to say Aaron and me. So I appreciate this text because I didn't realize I was being grammatically incorrect. So I will certainly try harder. It's a great text because this person is absolutely right. So you can listen to Mr. Zommers and me every afternoon. So that's an example of our great listeners that we have. Here's what we're going to kick off the show with today. What's happening over in Michigan and what is not happening in Wisconsin. Yesterday it was announced that the Attorney General of Michigan bringing charges against these fake electors. These people who met to try to create an alternative slate of electors in the Electoral College in 2020. And the same exact thing happened here in Wisconsin. But for whatever reason, we have not heard, I don't want to say a peep. We've heard very little about what's happening here in Wisconsin, either at the federal level or from Attorney General Josh Call here in Wisconsin. Now, I know Josh Call a little bit. Was a witness in a case he brought in the private sector before he became attorney general on voter ID. And I was one of the witnesses that was called. I was the lead witness in this thing. And Josh is a great guy, very capable attorney. Why we haven't heard more on this, I'm not sure. We're going to break it down. There's a great story today from Wisconsin Public Radio. Take your calls as well. And I'm going to tell you a story about what we're dealing with here in the Wisconsin Republican Party. This guy, Mark Jefferson, I've had some dealings with him. I'll tell you about it after this on the Civic Media Radio Network. Don't go anywhere.
Oh, and just so you know, we apparently something with the routing's a little funky, and callers before during the breaks, they would not hear us talking. They'd hear the radio.
Yeah.
Now they just hear us talking and not the commercials. I let engineering know, but just okay. So you know.
Okay, cool. So like if they're on hold, they can't hear what we're talking about before they come on?
No, it's if they're on hold, it's the same as normal during the show. They can hear the show.
Oh, okay.
And then during the breaks, they're supposed to hear the commercials.
Oh, they hear us
but
talking.
But right now they hear us talking.
Got it. Okay.
I mean, there aren't any callers right now, but.
If there were, theoretically, if we had callers. That's fantastic. I mean, it has to be 80 degrees in here. I have to take my shirt off.
Is it? It might be hotter in that room than in here. It's not cool.
I mean, the sun's not blazing in here, for goodness sake. I mean, it is. Whew. Don't worry. I'm not going to remove my T-shirt. Don't worry. Anybody watching, I will not embarrass myself. Now, if I were a ripped person, like if I had abs, you know, maybe I would.
And maybe.
But no, do not worry.
I don't think there are FCC regulations about disrobing.
No. No, you could. I mean, I could be topless on topless Thursdays.
Topless Todd.
Topless Todd. That would be a surefire way to lose listeners and certainly viewers. Jerry says to take it off. No. No, I will not.
I knew he was going to say something.
Pursuing truth wherever it may lead and having fun doing it. Good afternoon, everybody. Todd Allbaugh along with Aaron Zomer is on the board. It is Thursday, July the 20th, 2023. Glad to have you along. Here's what's happening a little bit later in the show. We have been graced by our colleague and friend, Luke Mathers, who is the keeper of all Milwaukee Brewers season tickets. He keeps them sealed in a mayonnaise jars and been under Funkenwagel's porch and has been there since noon. And he has pulled out not one, not two, not three, not four, not five, six. We have six tickets to the Milwaukee Brewers, and we're going to give away all of them in this show. And it's coming up for this Sunday at 1:10. Sunday's game at 1:10. We're gonna do this in three sets of two. So the first time we ask a question, it'll be for two tickets, another two tickets, another two. We want to spread the love, you understand? And these are not just your average ticket. These are in the club level section. So let's say that you've been watching the Milwaukee Brewers and you say, man, those skyboxes up there, those look fantastic. Well, it's the seats right below the skyboxes. In the club level, there's a separate entry. You have your own concession stand right outside the seating area, your own bathrooms. Not a problem to get to a clean bathroom at any time. It's a great time had by all, and your tickets will be free. You take care of your food if you want that, but the tickets are free to the game. And you have to have not won in the last calendar month, and also you have to have a smartphone because the tickets are not actually paper, not kept in mayonnaise jars. It's only a theory. They're actually electronic, so you have to have a smartphone, and we are going to give away the first two in just a little while. So be listening, if nothing else, stick around for the free Brewers tickets all throughout the show today. Don't forget, if you enjoy the Milwaukee Brewers, you can listen to them over the air. If you're on the eastern part of the state, in the Fox Valley specifically, on Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, in the Fox Valley. The Big 1100 on the AM side and 98.3 on the FM side. And if you're over in the Driftless area, I'm a little biased having grown up there, but the most beautiful part of the state, over in WRCE in Richland Center, AM 1450 and FM 107.7. Listen to the Brewers all season long on RCE and WISS right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. So here's the deal. I want to get into this story from Wisconsin Public Radio today, and we're going to break this down for you. And we've talked about it on this program before. But we bring it up again today because for a couple of reasons. Number one, what's happening in Michigan this week and how it relates to Wisconsin and how this could impact the 2024 election. According to the Wisconsin Public Radio story by Sarah Lehr, or Lehr today, quote, Wisconsin's Democratic Attorney General Josh Call declined to say whether he is investigating Wisconsinites who are accused of trying to subvert the 2020 election by casting fake electoral votes. On Tuesday, Michigan's Attorney General Dana Nessel put a spotlight on the issue when she announced felony charges against 16.
Here's what's happening. WFHR Community Calendar is brought to you by Something Sweet, Swiftwater Ice Cream. Enjoy the guilt-free, no-fat, no-sugar scooped ice cream and the 32 flavors of Cedar Crest. And don't forget, they're made-to-order appetizers. It'll leave your taste buds dancing. Family-owned and operated and open daily from noon until 9 p.m. Swiftwater Ice Cream in Nakusa, or find them on Facebook.
The Pittsville Area Community Theater is going big in their return to the stage this summer with the most famous murder mystery of all time,
Agatha Christie's Murder on the Orient Express. The show boasts intrigue, deception, romance, and Broadway-caliber comedy to spice up the summer. Performances will be taking place at the Pittsville Auditorium, 5459 Elementary Avenue in Pittsville, on Friday and Saturday, July 14th and 15th at 7:30 p.m., and Sunday, July 16th at 2:30 p.m. Tickets can be purchased in advance online at eventbrite.com for $12 and same day at the door for $15.
Are you thinking about growing corn, soybeans, or wheat next year? A margin protection plan could be for you. Margin protection is area-based coverage that helps protect your margins from increased input costs or falling commodity prices. When that happens, a county-level estimate is used to determine a payment amount. To find out if margin protection is available in your area, contact your local Ag Country office before September 30th. Ag Country. Focused on ag, focused on you.
The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk.
When we got back from the Working Class Heroes radio tour, one of the things people asked is, what'd you learn? As you're going through rural America, what'd you find? Found angry people, and angry for cause. But the sad reality is they've been fed decades of outrage candy, and they're angry at the wrong people. They're angry at their neighbors. They're not angry at the very wealthy where they should be. Be sure to tune in live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. across the Civic Media Radio Network, and have your voice heard.
Keep up on the day's news, talk, and sports on Wisconsin's home for locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
Against the people of Michigan. So last after the 2020 election, remember, there were all kinds of lawsuits, state and federal. One of the lawsuits went to the Wisconsin Supreme Court, and the conservative-leaning Wisconsin Supreme Court, by one vote, swing vote, Justice Brian Hagedorn, the conservative who has swung occasionally with the liberals to do the right thing, and you have to give him credit for that, by one vote, sort of, you know, the case came down that said, no, there was no election fraud, and that Joe Biden did, in fact, win the election. In fact, throughout the country, there have been multiple state and federal cases going all the way to the U.S. Supreme Court. And each and every time, Donald Trump has lost those court battles. Each and every ahead of me. And I had more experience in this and more people working for me. I couldn't figure it out. Well, it turned out that every weekend, my opponent was meeting with Mike Hipsch and others in the Republican Party to plot against me. And where were they getting their information from? From my friend at RPW, Mark Jefferson, who told me that there wasn't anybody chosen. And he was actually going to help me as a friend. He was passing that information on to my opponent to make sure that I got defeated. This guy is an absolute piece of work. He's a liar. He's a cheat. And I'll tell you how it relates to all this after this. Don't go anywhere and your phone calls. This is the Todd Allball Show. And this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
This summer, 540 AM W. From the home of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM, your news, talk, and sports station.
For WFHR and WIRI, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know in central Wisconsin. The search for a missing woman in Juneau County has extended statewide. Leah Stewart, age 43, has been missing from New Lisbon, Wisconsin since the 4th of July. She was last seen in the township of Lemonwire. Leah Stewart is white with hazel eyes and brown hair. She's 5'2" and 143 pounds. If you have any information, contact the Juneau County Sheriff's Office. Linen Kugel's Brewing Company workers in Chippewa Falls are entering the second week of their strike against Molson Coors and Linen Kugel's. Teamsters Local 662 continue the fight against the company's increasingly hardball tactics. The strike began July 10th. In response, the company has erected barriers around the Chippewa Falls Brewery and stationed security guards on the premises. The community is showing support for the Teamsters with daily horn honking as they pass the picket line. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI, Civic Media News.
Living happily ever after isn't always a reality. If you're over 50 and are considering divorce, attorney Andrea Gage with the Everson Law Firm can provide the guidance you need. Andrea focuses on silver divorces, the kind that get more complicated over time and present unique challenges. A family, multiple properties, significant assets. Andrea and the team at Everson Law have the experience to protect your interests. Call Everson Law to set up an appointment with Andrea today. It's never too late to be happy. Everson Law, 920-435-3734. Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Hey everybody, glad you could join us. I'm Tim Hubbelt, better known as the Polka Guy, on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show.
Join Tim every Saturday and Sunday for a great variety of polkas, waltzes, and more. Wake up at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning to get the weekend started on the right foot, then enjoy a lively Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. Same great show, two different times, one fun weekend. The Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show, 7 a.m. Saturdays and 1 p.m. Sundays, only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
Hey, Dad, how do airplanes fly? What's in this box? Can I touch this? Where does sand come from? Is this tree good for climbing? What happens if I mix these two things together? How are babies made? What does this thing do?
Kids are curious about everything, including guns. Talking to them about gun safety in your home is a good first step, but you can do more. Always keep your guns locked, unloaded, and stored separately from ammunition. Storing your guns securely is the best way to prevent family fire, including unintentional shootings. For more information on safe gun storage and ways to keep your family safe, visit endfamilyfire.org. That's endfamilyfire.org.
What do we keep in the attic? What's this thing called? Can I ride my bike backwards?
Like I said, kids are curious. It's up to us to keep them safe. Brought to you by N Family Fire, Brady, and the Ad Council.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Mandy Roberts, financial advisor with Thrivent. I'm here to help you assess your finances and find solutions to meet your needs. Let's ensure you have a strategy for success. To get started, call 715-470-1303. That's 715-470-1303.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR.
Cloudy skies with a few peaks of sun this afternoon, with daytime highs approaching 76. Winds out of the northwest, 10 to 20 miles per hour. Lows around 51. Tonight, mainly clear. Mainly sunny skies and calm again. Tomorrow, slight chance for scattered thunderstorms. Daytime highs approaching 82.
For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki.
Currently, it's 70.
About my age. His dad, Art Hitt, was my algebra teacher. We'd walk in and say, Mr. Hitt, is there going to be a quiz today? He'd say, always possible. His mom was my Sunday school teacher. I think I can speak with authority and say his parents would be shocked to hear these accusations. And then this Mark Jefferson, known him since I was young in politics, worked together in the same, basically, I was in State Senator Dale Schultz's office. His boss, Cheryl Albers, was one of my boss's legislators, or assembly people. And so when I ran for assembly myself in the primary in 04, went to then Assembly Speaker Mike Hipsch, who I've known a long time, said was the Republican Party going to get involved in the primary. Both he and Jefferson, who was then and is now the executive director, said no. So I get in the race. And find out later, after I lost in the primary, that Mark Jefferson was taking the information that I was talking about in confidence, telling, because he'd call me up. He'd say, well, how's the race going? Well, what are you going to be doing? And he'd kind of throw out some mundane piece of advice, much of which I didn't take. But it turned out that Jefferson was passing along detailed information of what I was doing in my primary to my main opponent, who went on to win, and was plotting along with Mike Hipsch and others. And Mr. Zommer is having the break. He said, why would they do that? And I said, for spite. Because I was too much like my former boss, Dale Schultz, who didn't just want to rubber stamp anything. Who actually believed, having supported people like Steve Gunderson, former congressman from the 3rd District, having worked for Dale, having worked for Scott Klug, congressman from the 2nd District, all people who believe that regardless of who voted for you, that once you're elected, you should represent everyone, Republican, Democratic, Independent, didn't matter. And that you shouldn't just go along with everything the Republican Party says you should vote for. And Hipsch and Jefferson didn't want somebody else like that in the legislature. I also think they just didn't like me, which is fine. There's a lot of people that don't. Because I ask questions that are sometimes inconvenient. So I don't mean to make it about me, other than to say a lot of people are going to start talking about Jefferson and Hitt, all these people. And you say, well, it's just because you have a, you know, whatever. You're upset about this. I actually know these people. I actually worked with these people. I can attest firsthand of what they're like. So when they come out and say they didn't know what they were doing in the January 6th committee, it's a complete lie. Don't believe a word of it. Hitt, Jefferson, their ilk, Bob Spindell, can't believe a word they said. This is what Andrew Hitt wrote to Mark Jefferson. It came out under subpoena in the bipartisan January 6th committee. Hitt said, quote, I am definitely concerned about their inquiry, unquote. Then he goes on to say, quote, I hope they are not planning on asking us to do anything like try and say we are only the proper electors, unquote. Meaning the Trump people. Do you understand what this means? This means that Andrew Hitt and Mark Jefferson knew exactly what they were doing. Andrew Hitt's an attorney, for goodness sake. And yet, days later, they met a block away from where we are right now in the Wisconsin State Capitol, a sacred building, and voluntarily, knowing what they were doing, still voted to overturn the election in Wisconsin. And Ron Johnson, our U.S. senator, took those and personally flew them to Washington, D.C.
Oh, no, he just had a couple seconds phone calls, a couple minutes, yeah. A couple hours.
Right.
Yeah.
That's not what came out in the January 6th hearing. When the vice president's staff testified that they told Johnson, no, you can't give those false electors to the vice president because those had to be mailed. Under oath, Pence's people said that. This is one of the most disgusting, despicable things that a person could do. Trying to steal another person's constitutional vote for freedom and democracy. It ticks me off. Maybe that's why I'm so hot in here today. What does it do to you? 844-967-2789, taking your phone calls. 844-967-2789. These false electors, somebody should be held, these people in Wisconsin, either Josh Call or Jack Smith, somebody needs to bring these people to justice. 844-967-2789. Let's go to the phones. Mark from the SAC, appreciate you holding so long, my friend. What say you?
Not a problem, brother. And I think the word you're looking for those guys, Dan, I'll spell it out in Latin because you can't say it over the air because it's FCC violation, but C-U-L-U-S. And I'm not sure if you can get the form of it. So look that up. But it is just a clear violation of given what you just said. I mean, and I've said before, it is a clear violation of Section 2 of the 14th Amendment, which guarantees the electors' right. We as voters are the electors, and that's the definition under Wisconsin law as well, to choose the electors. So when we're voting, you know, that we technically don't vote for president, we vote for electors. Mm. Those electors that are going to vote for the candidate of our choice is how it's supposed to happen. So it's a clear violation of Ron Johnson's oath of office to the Constitution. Pure and simple. It's a clear violation of the electors, and because, and I've asked this question before, I'm not sure if it does fit in the definition of an office of trust or profit, because if that Spindell fits under the definition of office of trust or profit under the United States, which I think he probably does. He's ineligible to be an elector anyway because those along with representatives, senators cannot be electors in this particular sense. But I mean, the Josh Call, perhaps he's waiting for the new Supreme Court to be sworn in, justice to be sworn in on our state Supreme Court, so the Republicans can't pull some fast little game and try to get a quick decision from the Supreme Court on this violation here that he can actually prosecute these people for this, because that's part of what the Republicans did in their lame duck session is try to disempower the democratically elected state attorney general. I mean, right. It is just beyond the pale that these guys did this stuff. And the betrayal of friendship these guys did to you is just another indication of just the rot that is within the Republican Party right now here in the state of Wisconsin. That, yes, there's probably good Republican voters out there. There are good people out there. But it seems that none of them have the courage to stand up to what the Republican Party has become. I mean, they drove a Dale Schultz out. That the other guy they drove out when... what's his face? The guy who did the acorn smear that he was part of the plot to bring down the former one of the party's leaders at the point in time, even though he was very quite conservative. And I can't. His name escapes me for the moment. It'll pop into my head later on.
Text us. We'll put it on the air if you text
us. Is it James O'Keefe?
James O'Keefe did that, but he did that too. He's overheard one of the Republican leaders at the time saying what he was going to do, and James O'Keefe decided to take him out and taped him or something like that and used that against him to drive him.
Oh, you mean Mike Ellis?
Mike Ellis, yes.
The late, great Mike Ellis.
Was probably a fairly decent guy, you know, even though I disagree with him politically on a lot of stuff. But, I mean, James O'Keefe decided to take him out. James O'Keefe, he was the guy who pretended to be a pimp and actually bore false witness against Acorn.
Yeah.
You know, doctored videos and then testified before Congress to take out Acorn. So his only crime was registering too many people of the wrong color to vote. I mean, it is just... We have to call it all like that. I mean, these people, it is just disgusting that how far the Republican Party has collapsed. You know, it is a party of Scott Walker, divide and conquer, and that Scott Walker, who should never become governor. I mean, that why his opponent in the first election, when he could have used some of Scott Walker's actions as county executive against him, didn't want to do it. I mean, when that garage collapsed in... summer 2010 killed that kid.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I remember there was an email coming from Keith Gilkes, that he sent an email to Scott Walker's county office saying, we don't want any news coming out about the fact that this problem at that facility was ignored coming out before the election. And I told Tom Barrett to his face that he was at a union event. I said, you got to use that against Scott Walker. It's, I don't want to do that. I mean, it's not fair to do something. No, you have to, because Scott Walker ignored infrastructure. When you ignore infrastructure, people can die. And I mean, that it is just...
Mark, I think you bring up a great point. I think you bring up a great point. What I loved about, a lot of things you said I loved, but one of them that I just want to get your quick take. We've got one more caller we got to get to yet. But you know, your point that you have these party leaders in Madison making these decisions, not necessarily representative of your bread and butter Republican voter across the state. People that might have voted for Mike Ellis up in the Fox Valley, who, again, I'm not going to say I agree with everything that he ever did from a policy standpoint, but I knew Mike Ellis. I sat in private meetings with Mike Ellis. I'll tell you one thing. Mike Ellis actually cared about the state of Wisconsin and his own voters. You know, people like Tom. And people who were just your plain old Republican voter, they aren't necessarily like these nut jobs like Jefferson and Hitt and Jilks and these other people who are making the decisions at the high level. And I think a lot of Republican voters, run-of-the-mill, don't understand what their leaders are voting for or doing.
Correct. I think you're absolutely right there, but... They have to get the wax out of their ears and remove the scales from their eyes, because these guys do not have their best interests at heart.
Yeah.
I mean, and that's what they have to come to grips with. And, you know, not that the Democrats are perfect, but I mean that I think they're at least better than the Republicans of these. Because let's remember, I mean, we have Scott Walker on tape saying his plan was divide and conquer, as he's whispering whatever other sweet nothings into Diane Hendricks's ears,
right.
and telling what his plots were.
Right. Hey, Mike.
I use that phrase because in fifth grade I was accused of whispering sweet nothings to the Kathy Landon's ear when she was complaining that I was too close to her in fifth grade class. And that's what Miss Mackey replied to her as, and so that's that phrase just sticks in my head. But I mean
Mark, I don't mean to cut you off, but we got to go. Mark, always really, really great to hear your voice and your perspective. Mark from the SAC, really appreciate you. Thanks for calling in. Let's go up to Eau Claire up there in the Chippewa Valley up there in Eau Claire. Going to go to Jeannie in Eau Claire listening to us on WCFW. Jeannie, we got about a minute here before the break. We can pick it up afterwards. But Jeannie, what say you?
Well, outstanding show. And good job exposing the bad element in our country, in our state, you know, because how goes Wisconsin, goes our country. Scotty Walker sitting in Trump's chair spinning. I'll never forget it. I thought, oh, boy, we're all in huge trouble.
Right.
And, you know, nobody knew Scotty Walker when he ran for governor. Not on my side of the state. These people here who are in there now are bought and paid for by big money.
Yeah.
And big money talks, and they don't give one iota.
Hang on. If you want to hold on for the break, we'll pick it up afterwards. Don't go anywhere.
Bug Tussle, providing high-speed internet to rural Wisconsin. No data caps, no contracts. 877-227-0924. Call today to learn how you can get 3 months free. 877-227-0924.
Does your financial strategy include your hopes and dreams? What matters most to you? For over 100 years, Thrivent has helped clients like you find financial solutions for life's important goals. Explore a full range of options, from financial advice and investments to insurance, banking, and generosity programs. To have a heart-to-heart about your finances, contact Mandy Roberts, who you may recognize as Mandy Wright. Call her at 715-470-1303. 715-470-1303. Mandy Roberts proudly serves the Central Wisconsin area. For more details, visit thrivent.com/disclosures.
People across Wisconsin are enjoying the rewards, stability, and flexibility of a career in healthcare. Why not you? Wish Caregiver Careers can get you started as a certified direct care professional. You'll learn the skills you need to make life better for older adults or people with a disability. All training is free and online, plus earn $500 in bonuses. Start your new career. Sign up today at WISCaregiverCDCP.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Parents make a lot of promises to their kids. We promise to be there every step of the way, especially on those wobbly first steps. We promise to always keep them safe. I mean, nothing's more important to us than that. And now, all kids 6 months and older can get a COVID vaccine. So we've got another way to keep that promise.
We can do this. Find vaccines near you at vaccines.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
With one call, the Civic Media Network of stations can deliver your business's message to the entire state of Wisconsin.
Or your hometown.
Marketing plans that work for your business. One call can do it all. Civic Media, 608-819-8255.
From Alexander Field to the Central Business District, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Ring, ring, banana phone.
Welcome back to the Donald Walsh Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is now 10 minutes before the hour of 2 o'clock. Mr. Zomers brought out the banana phone. The phones are going a little bananas over this subject, and I'm glad they are. There's still time to get in. Still got a couple of slots open. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. After talking about the Michigan fake electors finally being charged in Michigan, and we're waiting for charges to be brought against these goofballs in Wisconsin who did the same thing, led by former Republican Party Chair Andrew Hitt from my hometown, Mark Jefferson, the executive director, was texting with Hitt, according to the January 6th committee under subpoena. And I know these dudes. They knew better. They testified under oath they knew better. And then the Trump campaign arranged for these false electors, these ballots, to be flown to Washington, D.C. And then Vice President Mike Pence's staff didn't want anything to do with them. Said, quote, "Do not give them to him," unquote, said Pence's chief of aide, Chris Hodgkins. Quote, "He's about to walk over to preside over the joint session. Those were supposed to come in through the mail," unquote. See, Pence's people even knew it was against the law. But Ron Johnson, who is once again our United States Senator, participated in this, as did Andrew Hitt, as did Mark Jefferson. They knew about it. They knew they were wrong. And they did it anyway. Back to the phones, 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Have a great text from one of our listeners from WMDX here in Madison. Said, quote, "Jeannie of Eau Claire is great as always." Jeannie, let's pick it up. I'm sorry we had to take a break, but Jeannie, you got fans. We love you, Jeannie, on the Civic Media Ready Network. Finish up. Go ahead. What say you?
Well, I love all you guys, too, and thank you so much for the opportunity to express myself. In all honesty, these guys knew darn well what they were doing. And it is part of, in my opinion, from everything that I watched and documented, because I was paying close attention to this, they were part of a group, a conspiracy. When you look at the documents they signed, they were all similar. People need to really, truly, they have on PBS, the hearings. You need to look at the hearings. You need to look at the documents. You need to look at the signatures of the people in the state of Wisconsin. They knew what the devil they were doing, and they all took part of it, and ignorance of the law is no excuse, so these guys need to be held accountable, and I want to get off the air so everybody else can speak. Thank you so much for your time, and great show as always. Thank you. Bye.
Thank you, Jeannie. Great call, as always. Jeannie Noclair listening to us on our brand-new station, WCFW, The Tap. And if you're up there in Eau Claire, you can listen as well on 93.5 FM. 93.5 FM, WCFW, The Tap, up in Eau Claire. Let's go to our very own Pizza Box Mike, our friend, our colleague. You can listen to him tomorrow night on Outside the Pizza Box. Pizza Box Mike, Pizza Box Mike, what say you?
Well, Todd, I haven't seen you since the Friday night storm fest.
I know, that's right. We did a little severe storm coverage together.
Yeah, and in between we kind of got into a little severe drought kind of situation.
Right.
But hey, this is the law and order crowd. So you have to understand what that means, people. You have to be able to define the nonsense that they use. Mm-hmm. And actually what it is unlawful disorder. And of course they should be held accountable because nobody's above the law in this country, right?
Right.
I mean, it's time to test that. But also, I wanted to point out that, you know, Scott Fitzgerald has his fingers in this, too. Mm-hmm. He was the one that reserved them space at the Capitol
sure.
to be let in at a time when it was closed. So if we aren't going to do this, or if we have no one that wants to bring justice to the state, little Butterball Fitzgerald got recalled before. And if we can show people exactly what a shyster he is, it doesn't matter which party you're in, I think it's time for the people to start stepping up in Wisconsin again.
Well, I think that's a great point, Pizza Box Mike, because you're right. Having worked in the state Senate, my former boss was a Senate majority leader. You cannot use the Senate space or Senate rooms without a state senator basically sponsoring you or reserving that. And you have to know why they're doing that. So to think that Fitzgerald and or his staff knew nothing about this is just complete baloney. So I appreciate you, Pizza Box. We got to get to the next caller, but people should check in tomorrow night. What time tomorrow night, Pizza Box?
7 to 8 p.m.
7 to 8 p.m. right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Anything in particular on the docket for tomorrow or just whatever is hot in the news?
I think we'll do the insanity on steroids episode.
All right. Sounds fantastic. Pizza Box Mike tomorrow from 6 until 7 o'clock right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Thanks a lot for calling in. Listen, Pizza Box.
Yeah.
Appreciate you. Let's go to Peggy now in beautiful Brooklyn, Wisconsin. I go through Brooklyn quite a bit now and again. Peggy, thanks for listening and holding. What say you?
I only have one question. Why are they not in jail? They broke the law.
Well, I think that's a great question. And look, I'm no attorney. Here's what I do know. Like I say, I don't want to overextend myself. I don't know Josh Call well. We're not quote unquote friends, but he was a private lawyer in bringing this a case against one of the voter ID bills, basically. And I was a witness. And we spent probably 4-ish hours together, 5 hours, just having coffee and just talking. He wanted to basically interview me, like what I knew, what I heard, what I knew about that on the inside. And then I was a witness on the stand under oath in a federal trial in which Josh Call was the prosecutor. I can say I was extraordinarily impressed by Josh Call's legal ability and the way he digs into things. And he's very methodical. And he won most of that case. The only part of that case he didn't win was what the Supreme Court said they could, you know, stop the judge from doing, Judge Peterson here, the federal judge in Madison. So to answer your question directly, my guess is, and it's only a guess, that Josh Call is bringing that same methodical approach. And in order to get a conviction or having the best chance of a conviction, you have to have your ducks in a row. So I'm hoping that based on the timeline of Michigan, that very soon, next few weeks or couple of months, let's hope that the same charges are going to be brought against these yahoos here in Wisconsin. That's the best answer I have for you, Peggy.
Thank you.
That's all I need to hear.
Hey, I really appreciate your call. Beautiful town there in Brooklyn. Great place. People should go visit it. A lot of cool little shops around Brooklyn. So I appreciate Peggy listening in here at WMDX in Brooklyn, Wisconsin. Great calls this hour. Great texts as well. One of them says, Mark in the sack is right. Pin Fitzgerald tied to the wall as well, along with everyone involved in this nationwide conspiracy. And they're right. A lot of people across the country were involved in this, trying to steal the 2020 election. And the reason we have to bring these people to justice is to make sure that people understand this cannot happen in 2024. We cannot have attempts to steal a free and fair election, which is what 2020 was. Going to be back with Milwaukee Brewers baseball tickets. We have six of them in the next hour and more. Don't go anywhere. This is the Todd Allball Show along with Mr. Aaron Zommers.
And we're live here outside the Perez family home just waiting for the... And there they go, almost on time this morning. Mom is coming out the front door strong with a double-arm kid carry. Looks like Dad has the bags. Daughter is bringing up the rear. Oh, but the diaper bag wasn't closed. Diapers and toys are everywhere. Ooh, but Mom has just nailed the perfect car seat buckle for the toddler. And now the eldest daughter, who looks to be about 9 or 10, has secured herself in the booster seat. Dad zips the bag closed, and they're off. Ah, but looks like Mom doesn't realize her coffee cup is still on the roof of the car. And there it goes. Oh, that's a shame. That mug was a fam favorite.
Don't sweat the small stuff. Just nail the big stuff. Like making sure your kids are buckled correctly in the right seat for their age and size. Learn more at nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.